Blog Talk Radio.
Well, well, good evening. It is 7:42 p.m. in the evening. I normally get this out during the day, but I was a little under the weather, a little stomach issue going on. But God is good. I'm here. And, hey, God is great. Thank you. My topic for today is continual care, coming from Mark chapter 1, verses 12 through 13, and verse 17 through the Amplified version. And it reads, immediately the Holy Spirit from within drove him out into the wilderness desert, and he stayed in the wilderness desert 40 days being tempted, all the while by Satan. And he was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him continually. Jesus said to them, come after me and be my disciples. From the very beginning, God wanted us to be like Jesus, to follow his example, walk in his way. And although that may be a huge challenge, remember the task God gives you are also the task for which he equips you. In other words, in all the challenges you face, you have a God who makes sure you have resources on which to rely. After Jesus was baptized and the Holy Spirit lit on him like a dove, that same spirit drove him into the wilderness where he was surrounded by wild beasts. There he stayed for over a month, all the while being teased and tempted by Satan. Talked about a challenge. Ooh. Yet Jesus remained unshaken, for not only was God the Spirit with him, but God the Father has sent angels to take care of him continually. The next time you feel you're out in the wilderness among the beasts, surrounded by the myriad of temptations, don't crumble. Instead, take courage, for God has already equipped you with the Spirit and his caretaking angels. That is my word for Monday, February 21st, 2022. I thank you, Lord, for equipping me with a calling as well as comforters. Amen. Amen. I have another word of encouragement on Wednesday. God bless you. Stay clean. Stay. Wear your mask if you want to. Like I said, mask mandates have been lifted in certain states. I know in Virginia, we still have to wear masks in stores, etc. But the choice is yours. And the only thing I'm going to say is this. Choose wisely, because as I said, I choose life. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I have another word for you on Wednesday. Until then, stay safe.